Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. We glorify you, Father God. We lift your name on high on this morning, Father God. We just thank you for another morning. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace, Father God. We love you, Father God. We welcome you into all that we're doing, Father God, and all that we're doing for you, Father God. And we thank you for this day 61 of the Jesus Prayer and Watch Party, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for another day of prayer and preparation, Father God. You're truly worthy of all of our praise, Father God. We thank you for this mandate, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne, Father God, as we expand this prayer call to 24 hours a day, Father God. I pray that you continue to work in and through your people, Father God, to encourage them, Father God, so this line will be open 24 hours a day, Father God. But we thank you right now, Father God, for the times that you have people who are committed, Father God. Thank you for my dear sister, Reese, Father God, who is committed to the midnight watch. Father God, I thank you for my dear brother, Corey, who's committed to the 6 a.m. watch, Father God. I thank you for my dear sister, Anna, Father God, who's dedicated to the 3 p.m. watch. And I thank you for my dear sister Sandy, who's committed to the 6 p.m. watch, Father God. I just ask for you to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ever ask to thank, Father God, for their commitment to prayer, Father God, for them understanding the importance of watching and praying, Father God. Father God, we also thank you for us being able to partake in the Lord's Supper together, Father God. I pray that every brother and sister who joins in with us, Father God, will truly unify with us, Father God, that they will come into communion with you, Father God, and also commune with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the partaking of the Lord's Supper on a daily basis, Father God. We just thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for this mandate, Father God, to be like the 5 wise virgins, Father God. We know that they were prepared. We know that they had extra oil for their lamp, Father God. We know that they were watching and they were waiting, Father God. They didn't be like the 5 foolish virgins, Father God, who just showed up, Father God. They made sure that they had extra because they didn't know the hour when the bridegroom was coming. And so, Father God, we just thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we're already even married to you, Father God. Like you tell us in Isaiah 54:5, you said, the Lord your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for always showing us the way in which we should go, Father God. And so just like you are our maker, Father God, you are our Lord, you are our husband, Father God, help us to be prepared to truly be the bride of Christ, Father God. We know that he is going to come unexpectedly, Father God, and we want to be ready. We want to always be watching and anticipating, Father God. We just thank you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we continue to lift your name on high, Father God. We want to continue to follow in the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who arose very early in the morning, Lord Jesus, and he made sure that he prayed. We know that there is nothing significant that we can do, Father God, in this earth without prayer. So we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we continue to follow the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we know that before he went on any mission, before he did anything, Father God, he always spent time in prayer. And we're thankful that he prayed during this fourth watch of the morning, Father God. We know that he prayed all the time. He prayed without ceasing, Father God. And we're so thankful to follow his example. We're so thankful to be like our big brother, Jesus. We're so thankful to be like our Lord and Savior Jesus. Just like 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 tells us, it says to be joyful always, to pray continually, to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we're also thankful for the example of real love that prayer shows us. Like in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, you said the end of things is all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Father God, we thank you for giving us a sound mind, Father God. We thank you that we have the ability to control ourselves, because just like you tell us in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind, Father God. And we thank you for our sound minds, Father God. We thank you for showing us how to walk upright, Father God. And we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this ability to pray, Father God. We know that prayer is essential, Father God. Prayer is something we cannot go without, because we know right now, Father God, we're in a time where many people are having a hard time praying, Father God. And that's why you tell us this in your word, to stay sober-minded and self-controlled, because we know that if we're carried away by the cares of this world, Father God, it will be difficult for us to pray, Father God. We thank you for always telling us in your word what we should do, Father God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift your name on high, Father God. We're also reminded of how prayer helps us to be patient, Father God, because we know we don't know everything that you're going to do, Father God. However, we know you're always giving us dreams. You're always giving us visions. You're always giving us warnings of the things that's to come, Father God. But we know that prayer helps us to stay hopeful, Father God. Like Romans chapter 12, verses 12 says, let your hope keep you joyful. Be patient in troubles and pray at all times. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that we can hope in you, Father God. And we thankful that because we got a singular focus on you, Father God, and you, Lord Jesus, that we can always be joyful and we can always be patient, because we know trouble doesn't last always, because we're always praying, Father God. We are praying right through every circumstance, every situation, everything that wants to come at us, Father God. And so we thank you on this morning. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you on this morning, Father God. And we're thankful, Father God, for even relationships on this morning, Father God. You tell us in Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We're just so thankful to you this morning, Father God. We're so thankful for a relationship with you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father God. We're just so thankful that while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us, the ungodly, and allowed us to come back into right relationship with you, Father God. Help us to have the same mindset, Father God, as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our relationship, not only with you, Father God, but also with our relationships one with another, Father God. Help us to take on the nature of being a servant, Father God. In these last days and these evil terrible days and these perilous times, Father God. I see more often than I would like to, Father God. There are many people who are looking to be served and not to serve, Father God. There are many who want to exalt themselves, Father God, instead of allow themselves to take on the very nature of a servant, Father God, and to be humbled and to be obedient to your will and your way, Father God. And so I pray on this morning, Father God, that more of my brothers and sisters, Father God, will learn how to truly walk in the appropriate relationship that you call for, Father God. As you told me, you said relationships 101, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because we know that in order to have a relationship, Father God, that means that there's some type of connection, either through blood or through marriage or in one way or the other, Father God. And we know that our relationship with you comes through the shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God. Help us to not take our relationship with you lightly, Father God. Help us to not think that we're greater than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to understand that our true relationships cannot be greater than our own relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And better yet, Father God, that we can't be greater than him, Father God. Help us to have that mindset that's just like Jesus, Father God. Help us to always have a servant attitude, Father God. Help us to be willing, help us to be just like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and always be willing to serve one another. Father God, even in what we're doing right now, Father God, we're up in this fourth watch of the morning, Father God, where many are asleep, Father God, many are slumbering, Father God, many wouldn't dare want to get up, Father God, to intercede for others. But Father God, I thank you for all of us who are on the wall, Father God. I thank you for all of us who truly understand the importance of being a servant and the importance of relationship with you, Father God, because we know that if we don't get the vertical relationship right, Father God, there's no way we could get the horizontal relationships right with others, Father God. This is the reason why there's so much strife, Father God. That's the reason why there's so much competition and all these things, Father God, that don't look like you, that don't line up with you, Father God. I just pray for my brothers and sisters on this morning, Father God, that you will impart them with dreams and visions on this morning, Father God. Impart them with wisdom that only comes from you, Father God, where they will see the importance of relationship with you, relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray that you would give them a mindset that stayed on you, Father God, that you would give them the mindset of Christ, Father God, and that they will understand the importance of serving one another. They will understand the importance that if they don't have a right relationship with you, no other relationships are going to be right, Father God. I even know this all too well, Father God, because as I continue to take more on the mind of Christ, Father God, I see I have so much opposition because this world in and of itself, Father God, makes us be selfish, Father God. And we know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was selfless, Father God. And we know that everything in this world is the total opposite of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father God. So help us to be more like him. Help us to be obedient to your will, obedient to your word, Father God. And we know that our very nature, our flesh nature, wants to fight against the things that you tell us that we need to be doing in this Bible, Father God. We know, like in Romans 8, chapter 6, you said, the mind governed by the flesh leads to death, and the mind that's governed by the spirit leads to life. Father God, help us to be a people who want to walk in step with the Holy Spirit. Help us to be a people, Father God, that want to be have the mindset of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father God. Help us to understand relationship 101, Father God, because we understand, Father God, and I understand, Father God, that in order to truly understand how a relationship should be, Father God, it comes first and foremost from our relationship with you, Father God. Help us, Father God. Help us, Father God, in these last days to learn how to have a relationship with you, Father God. Even we see that everything that you're doing, Father God, just like you told me, Father God, you said, I'm sending the storms to draw people unto myself, Father God. Help us to understand, Father God, in order for us to truly know how to have right relationships with other people, Father God, we got to have a right relationship with you, Father God. And we understand, those of us who are in your will and in your way, Father God. We understand that the relationships of this world, Father God, look nothing like how our relationships should look with you, Father God. Help us on today, Father God. Help us on today, Father God. Like you tell us in John chapter 6, verses 47, you said, I speak to you living truth. Unite your heart with me and believe, and you will experience eternal life. Hallelujah. Father God, help us to unite our hearts with you, Father God, because we know that relationships consist of connection, Father God, through a marriage, Father God. And we know that we got to be married to you, Father God. We got to be married to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to be united with him. We got to unite our hearts with him, Father God, because that's, in essence, how we develop true relationship, Father God. We just glorify you and we magnify you on today, Father God. You are truly great and greatly to be praised, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for your word, Father God. I called on your name, O Lord, from the depths of the pit. Hallelujah. You heard my pleas. Do not close your ears to my cries for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. O Lord, you took up my case. You redeemed my life. Father God, I thank you for this relationship. Father God, I thank you that you made a way out of no way. Father God, I thank you that you keep on moving, Father God. You keep on proving. You keep on showing just how great of a God you are, Father God. We thank you for our relationship with you on today, Father God. We thank you that you make all things new, Father God. We thank you for your redemptive power, Father God. We thank you that many of us were going the wrong way, Father God, but you continue to show us the way in which we should go, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are our secret hiding place, Father God. You protect us from troubles, Father God. You surround us with songs of gladness, Father God. Your joyous shouts of rescue release our breakthrough. Father God, we pause in your presence. Hallelujah. 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 We pause in your presence, Father God. We continue to lift your name on high, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our relationship with you. That's why we can bask in your presence, Father God. That's why we can sit in your presence, Father God. That's why we can stay before your throne room, Father God, because we know that if we don't have this relationship right, Father God, there's no other relationship is ever going to be right, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We glorify you. We magnify you. Continue to lift your name on high, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that our relationship is a reflection, Father God, of who we are, Father God. We understand that our relationship with you is going to be reflected in everything we do, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. I thank you for your word, Father God. I thank you for Psalms 112, verses 4 through 5. Hallelujah. You said that even in darkness, Father God, light dawns for the upright, Father God. We thankful, Father God, that we can let our light so shine, Father God, that others will see our good deeds and want to glorify you, Father God, in heaven, Father God. We're so thankful for our relationship with you, Father God. We're so thankful for your grace, graciousness, Father God, your compassionness, Father God, and your righteousness, Father God. But because you are compassionate, because you are gracious, Father God, and because you are righteous, Father God, we can be the exact same thing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we can be generous, Father God. We thankful that we can lend freely, Father God, because we are being in right relationship with the lover of our soul, Father God. We know you own cattle on a thousand hill, Father God, so we never have to be stingy, Father God. We never have to be selfish, Father God, that we could truly reflect your nature, Father God, and we could go about our affairs, Father God, with justice, with righteousness, Father God, that we could lend freely, Father God, that we can be generous, Father God, we can be selfless, Father God, we can be all that you are, Father God, because we have a true relationship with you, Father God, and because we have a relationship with you, Father God. Hallelujah. We can look like you, Father God. Our very lives reflect your very nature, Father God, that we don't have to reflect the ways of this world, Father God. We just say glory, hallelujah, to your name on this morning, Father God, that we can look truly like your children, Father God, because we have a relationship with you, Father God. We reflect your very nature, Father God. Hallelujah. I give you glory. I give you honor on today, Father God. You are truly a faithful God. Hallelujah. Like you tell us
in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 25, Father God. You said, because of the Lord's great love, hallelujah, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Father God. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Hallelujah. The Lord is good to those who hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. We just glorify you. I glorify you. I magnify you on today, Father God. I lift your name on high, Father God, because great is your faithfulness, Father God. Great is your love for us, Father God. Your compassions never fail, Father God. Help us, Father God, if we truly are going to understand relationships one-on-one, Father God, we have to know who you are, Father God. We have to understand your love, Father God. We have to understand what it truly means to be in right relationship with you, Father God, so that way we can know how to adequately be in relationship one with another, Father God, because you tell us in your word what you're looking for, Father God. This world has it backwards, Father God. This world has a backwards type of love. We think that if people love us, we love them back, Father God, but we know that you loved us, even like you tell us in Romans 5:8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Father God, even in the midst of our sin and our wickedness, Father God, your compassion never fails, Father God. You tell us that your compassion and your love is new every morning, Father God. You give us another opportunity every morning, Father God, to come in right relationship with you, to know you, Father God, to understand the depths of your love for us, Father God. And even in us coming to you every day, Father God, we'll never understand the depths of your love, Father God. And that's why the world can't even understand the depths of the love of those that you send, Father God. Help us to always have the same posture as you have, Father God. Help us to always be praying, Father God. Help us to always be showing our love one for another, Father God, by continuously sacrificing, by continuously giving up our lives, Father God, by truly being servants, Father God, because we know that's exactly what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. He gave up his life. He didn't consider his life something that was any more important than anyone else, Father God. In fact, we know he laid down his life, Father God. Help us to lay down our lives for our friends, for our loved ones, Father God. And we know that the way we do that, Father God, you tell us in your word, is to humble ourselves, to seek your face, Father God, to intercede on the behalf of others, Father God, to be faithful to you, Father God, because in our faithfulness to you, Father God, you hear our prayers, you answer our prayers, you come down in the midst of our circumstances and in our life situations, Father God, and you make all things new, Father God. You continue to extend your hand of mercy, Father God. I just want to personally thank you right now, Father God, because in this day 61 of watching and praying, Father God, and praying and anticipating and just seeking your throne room, Father God, you have shown your faithfulness, Father God. You told me, Father God, just a few days ago, Father God, that you heard my cries, Father God, that you granted us more mercy, Father God, because you say you're always searching to and fro the earth, Father God, for someone whose heart is committed to you, Father God, someone whose heart is stayed on you, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that because of your faithfulness, Father God, you've shown me how to be faithful, Father God, and in turn, Father God, that I've laid down my life, Father God, that I've sacrificed the whatever I would think that is mine, Father God, because I recognize, Father God, my life no longer belongs to me, Father God, and I pray that you awaken more of my brothers and sisters, Father God, to help them to see that their life doesn't belong to them, Father God, that we don't deserve anything, Father God, but death, because we all have sinned and fallen short of your glory, Father God, but because as you awaken us, Father God, as you bring us more into your marvelous life, Father God, and you show us truly why you created us, Father God, and what your purpose and your plans for our life is, Father God, that we will willfully lay down our lives, Father God, and we will truly be living sacrifices, Father God, for your kingdom, for your glory, Father God. And I'm just so thankful, Father God, that even though destruction is still coming, Father God, that you've granted us more time, you've granted us more space, Father God, that you've heard our pleas, Father God, you've heard our pleas in this fourth watch of the morning, Father God, and our pleas arising every day for these last 61 days, and even more than that, Father God, for the last 12 years or so for me, Father God, where I've been pleading, I've been coming before you, Father God, and you stated to me, you said, when I've heard your cries, that I've given I've given more mercy. I have granted more, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you hear my petitions, Father God. And I know that as you hear my petitions, Father God, that you hear the petitions of my brothers and sisters, Father God, who have truly laid down their lives, Father God. Those who are in your presence, Father God. Those that you are pleased with, Father God. Those that are not praying selfish prayers, Father God. That those that are praying selfless prayers, Father God. You don't have to do anything else for us, Father God. You've already done enough, Father God. But we just want you to continue to extend your grace and your mercy to those who don't know you, Father God. Those that are lost, Father God. Those that have been caught up in the ways of this world, Father God. We want them to know you, Father God. We want them to come into a saving knowledge of who you are, Father God. Because we know, Father God, as we are in your presence, as we bask in your presence, as we are in right relationship with you, Father God, we know we have everything that we need, Father God. We're never lacking, Father God. We're never in need, Father God, because we're not focused on ourselves, Father God. We're focused on you. We got our eyes fixed on you, Father God. And because we got our eyes fixed on you, Father God, everything that we need comes into alignment, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, like you tell us in Psalms 41, verses 11 through 13. Hallelujah. Oh, your servant David said this, Father God. He said, I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me and you set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Father God, I just glorify you and I magnify you on this day, Father God, because we know that the more we become selfless, the more we take up our cross and follow you, Father God, that you are pleased with us. You become pleased with us, Father God. So every weapon that's formed against us, Father God, it can't prosper, Father God. You tell us that our enemies may come in one way, Father God, but because we obey you, because we walk with you, Father God, you said that they will flee in seven ways, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that none of my enemies have been able to triumph over me, Father God, because you are pleased with me, Father God, because I walk in integrity in your word, Father God, in your will, Father God. You uphold me, Father God, and you set me in your presence forever, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that I can be in right relationship with you, Father God. And we know that a relationship with you, Father God, requires that we're in your presence, Father God. And we know that if we're in your presence, Father God, we wouldn't dare do things that go against your will and your way, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, to understand what relationship is all about. Help us to get relationship 101 together, Father God, and that relationship 101 is being in your presence, Father God, because we're in your presence, Father God. Help us to understand that we can't fail, Father God, that we got the victory, Father God, because we're with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. We're with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're with the lover of our soul, and we cannot be defeated, Father God. You are our shepherd, Lord, Father God. You are always with us, Father God. I'm reminded of the 23rd Psalm, Father God, because you are our best friend, because you are our shepherd, because you are everything, Father God. We know we will never lack, Father God, because we're truly in your presence. We're in right relationship with you, Father God. We never have to fear. We never have to worry. We never have to fret, Father God, because you are always there with us. You're always protecting us. You're always leading us. You're always guiding us, Father God. And we just glorify you and magnify you on today, Father God. You are truly great and greatly to be praised, Father God. I just give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise on today, Father God, because there is none like you, Father God. There is none like you, Father God. We searched all over, Father God, and we couldn't find nobody greater, Father God. I'm just reminded, oh, I just thank you, Father God, for sending me to the 23rd Psalm, Father God. I want to read this in the Passion Translation. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. Hallelujah. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, hallelujah, fear will never conquer me, for you already have, hallelujah. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit, and you give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is through, I return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. Hallelujah, Father God. I'm just so thankful for your word, Father God. I'm so thankful for your word, Father God. I'm so thankful for the example of the men and women, Father God, in your word, and here specifically your servant David, Father God, King David, Father God, how he was always basking in your presence, Father God, how he always knew you was there, Father God, that he never feared anything, Father God. He only feared you, Father God, that he only looked to you, Father God. He never feared even his enemies, Father God. You always kept him from all hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, because he walked in a repentant lifestyle, Father God, because he understood what it meant to walk in your presence, Father God. When you chastened him, when you told him about the things that he was doing wrong, Father God, he didn't continue to allow his feet to rush into sin, Father God. He repented, Father God. He was truly repentant, Father God, and he began to walk with you, and he understood what it meant to be in relationship with you, Father God. He got relationships 101 down, Father God. Help us to get relationship 101, Father God, down, so that way we can always be in your presence, Father God, and we can always understand what it means to walk with you, Father God, to talk with you, Father God. Help us to be however we would be with everyone else, Father God, how we are with you, Father God, because if many of my brothers and sisters really got this, Father God, there would be certain things that they wouldn't do when they were with certain type of people, Father God, that they would be the same way no matter what audience they have, no matter what crowd they're with, Father God, because they're in your presence, Father God, because your presence is what matters. The relationship with you is the most important relationship that they could have, Father God, so they won't change with the seasons, Father God. They won't change with the crowd, Father God, that they will forever trust in you, just like again, Father God. Ooh, hallelujah, Father God. I thank you for continuously taking me to the book of Psalms, Father God, and all that you've shown your servant David, Father God. May we learn from this, Father God. Like in Psalms 84, verses 9 through 12, you say, God, your wraparound presence is our defense. Hallelujah. Here you go again, Father God, just showing us, Father God, that if we've hidden ourselves in you, Father God, if we've trusted in you, Father God, if we have right relationship with you, Father God, you are our defense, Father God. You are our protection, Father God. Hallelujah. In your kindness, Father God, look upon the faces of your anointed ones. For just one day of intimacy with you, Father God, is like 1,000 days of joy rolled into one. I'd rather stand at the threshold in the front of the gate, beautiful, ready to go in and worship my God, than to live my life without you in the most beautiful palace of the wicked. Hallelujah. Father God, in other translations, you said better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. Hallelujah, Father God. We'd rather be in your beautiful gate, at your beautiful gate, Father God, than in the palace of the wicked, Father God. Help us as your people, Father God, to see, Father God, it doesn't matter how many riches that we can acquire in this life, Father God. It doesn't matter how cute we can look, Father God. But if we don't have your presence, Father God, we have nothing, Father God. If we don't get that relationship right, Father God, no other relationship will ever be right, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, as we continue to read on, Father God. For the Lord God is brighter than the brilliance of a sunrise. Hallelujah. Wrapping himself around me like a shield. He is so generous with his gifts of grace and glory. Those who walk along his paths with integrity will never lack one thing. Hallelujah. They need, for he provides it all. Oh, Lord of heaven's armies, what euphoria fills those who forever trust in you. Father God, here you go showing us in your word again. Father God, we just glorify you. We magnify you. I lift your name on high on this morning, Father God, because I love that you continue to wrap yourself around me, Father God. You are my shield, Father God. You are my everything, Father God. And as I continue to go forth in life, Father God, you're so generous, Father God, to me. You continue to be there for me. Father God, you continue to tell us this throughout your word, Father God, that we will never lack one thing, Father God. Help us as your people to understand, as long as we're with you, Father God, we will never lack anything. You tell us in your word, Father God, that you never will forsake the righteous, Father God. You will never leave us begging bread. You will never have us going without, Father God. And so I thank you, Father God, that we can be in your presence. I thank you, Father God, that we can be with you at all times, Father God. We just glorify you and magnify you and lift your name on high on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, I want to welcome all of you this morning to the Jesus Prayer and Watch Party, day 61. Hallelujah. Just pray if you have a prayer request or if you are feeling led of the Holy Spirit to pray on this morning, we ask that you unmute your lines and make yourself known at this time. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God, as we continue to hasten unto your throne, Father God. Help us to mature in you, Father God. Help us to truly understand that our relationship with you, Father God, should be ever growing. It should be ever budding, Father God. It should be ever coming to maturity, Father God. Like you tell us in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15, you said, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things in him who is the head, Christ himself, from whom the whole body is joined together and connected by every ligament, by every joint and ligament, as every part of effectively does it work and grows, building itself up in love. Hallelujah, Father God. We just thank you that our relationship is ever growing with you, Father God, that we don't just stop at the point of salvation, Father God, that we allow you to sanctify us, that we allow you to perfect us, Father God, that we allow you to make us more into your image, Father God, so that in our relationship with you, Father God, it can be unbreakable because you've marked us, Father God, with your Holy Spirit. You sealed us with your Holy Spirit. And as we're sealed with your Holy Spirit, Father God, that we could go forth, Father God, that we don't have to be like what we see in this world right now, Father God, and what we see with many who have not truly grown in maturity, Father God, who have not allowed you to sanctify them, who have not allowed your Holy Spirit to come and take up residence within them, Father God, that we're not people who are stiff-necked anymore, Father God. If we're truly walking with you, we listen to you, Father God. We have our ears open, our ears are attentive to your voice, Father God, and your word is not offensive to us, Father God. Help us as your people, Father God, who do not recognize that the importance of maturing in you, Father God, that they come to a place of repentance on today, Father God. I pray for repentance of my brothers and sisters, Father God, to help them to see that nothing in their lives will ever go right, Father God, that they will never be able to even enter your kingdom, Father God, if they don't understand the importance of walking in obedience to your word, Father God, that they don't understand the importance of listening to your voice, Father God, because we know that relationships one-on-one require communication, Father God, and we know that prayer is our line of communication, Father God, that we need to be a people who is praying, Father God, and if we're praying, Father God, that means that we're having a dialogue with you, Father God, so that means not only are we speaking, Father God, but we're also listening, Father God, and that your word is no longer offensive to us, Father God, that we know that your word is a living word, Father God. In order for us to truly be able to continue to go through our life, Father God, we got to have your breath, the breath of your life in us, Father God, because we know you are a living, you're the living bread, you're the living water, Father God. Everything in your word is what we need to sustain us, Father God. We can't truly be in relationship with you, Father God, if we're not walking in accordance with your will, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, to see what you purpose and plan for us, Father God. Help us to develop more of the fruit of the Spirit, Father God. And we know we can't even develop the fruit of the Spirit, Father God, if we're a dead if we're a dead tree, Father God, if we're not connected to the vine, Father God, if we're not abiding in you, Father God, help us to see, Father God, we can't even produce fruit of the Spirit, Father God. We don't even know how to walk with you, Father God, if we're not even connected to you, Father God. This is what having a relationship with you is all about, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that I'm connected to the vine, Father God. I'm connected. I'm so thankful, Father God, that I abide in you, Father God, and you abide in me, Father God. And because I abide in you and you abide in me, Father God, that fruit of the Spirit continue to go forth, Father God. I pray this morning, Father God, for my brothers and sisters, Father God, that they will truly understand that apart from you, Father God, they can do nothing. If they're not connected to you, Father God, if they're not in right relationship with you, Father God, that they can never bear fruit, Father God. I see so many of my brothers and sisters, Father God, trying to bear fruit, Father God, apart from you, Father God. Help them to see, Father God, that nothing that they do outside of you, Father God, nothing that they do in their own will, Father God, in their own way and of their own volition, Father God, even if it is to try to honor you, Father God, and they're not connected to you, Father God, help them to understand that it will never come to anything, Father God, because you tell us in your word, Father God, that when we abide in you, Father God, you abide in us, Father God, and that if we keep your will, Father God, that we will never be lacking, Father God, that we will always be overflowing, Father God, we will always be taken care of, Father God. And before I came into this revelation, Father God, I was always lacking, Father God. I was always needing. I was always hungry. I was always thirsty, Father God. I was always overwhelmed, Father God. I was always depressed, Father God. I was always downtrodden, Father God. I was always something, Father God, that was not of you, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, for waking me up, Father God. And I pray that you awaken my brothers and sisters, Father God, in this last day to help them to see, Father God, that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, Father God, only come from being connected to you, Father God, being connected to your vine, Father God. And we know that that's only coming from being in a right relationship with you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you that Jesus is the living vine, Father God, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, Father God. And no one can even come to you but by him, Father God. I thank you that he is the true vine, Father God, and that we are the branches, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. And you tell us in John chapter 15, Father God, that you cut off every branch that does not bear fruit, Father God. And you said that every branch that does bear fruit, you're going to prune it, Father God. Help us to see, Father God, that we can do nothing apart from you, Father God, and that even sometimes when we have to go through some things, Father God, it's only because you're chasing us. It's only because you're pruning us, Father God. It's only because you're shaping us, Father God, because you want us to be in right relationship with you, Father God. You want us to grow, Father God. You want us to blossom, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, to understand that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, because we're connected to him, Father God. But we can do nothing without him, Father God. That we can do nothing without being connected to him, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, for your word on this morning, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for your will and your way, Father God. I thank you for always drawing us, Father God. I thank you for always making yourself clear, Father God, in your word, Father God. Help us to be connected to you, Father God. And we know one of the main ways that we could be connected to you and to truly understand how to stay on the vine, Father God, and how to bear fruit, Father God. You tell us, Father God, to partake of the Lord's Supper. You tell us how to walk in unison and how to always remember the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how to be connected with him. And just like Jesus told the disciples in John chapter 6, verses 53 through 56, Father God, this word is true for us today. Like Jesus told them, he said, listen to this eternal truth. Unless you eat the body of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have eternal life. Eternal life comes to the one who eats my body and drinks my blood. I will raise him up in the last day, for my body is real food for your spirit, and my blood is real drink. The one who eats my body and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. Hallelujah. Father God, we want to always be connected to the vine. We always want to be connected to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father God. We always want to make sure that we are producing fruit in keeping with the spirit of who you are, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for more revelation, Father God, of your will and your way, Father God. And we thankful, Father God, that we can take the Lord's Supper in a worthy manner, Father God, because we've examined ourselves, Father God, because we've laid down our lives, Father God, that we're no longer thinking about what about me, Father God, but we're thinking about your glory, your kingdom coming, your will being done here on earth, Father God, as it is in heaven. Father God, help us on today, Father God, to always be connected to the vine, Father God. Help us to choose you at all times, Father God. Help us to choose to drink from your cup, Father God. Help us to choose to eat from your table, Father God, because we know that we can't have one foot in the world and one foot in you, Father God. We can't think we're connected to your vine, Father God, but then be connected to this world of darkness, Father God. Help us to see, Father God, that we have to remain in you, like you tell us in John 15, verses 5. You said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like the branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Hallelujah, Father God. We just thank you on this morning, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're showing us, Father God. We thank you again for this day 61 of the Jesus prayer and watch party, Father God. We thank you that you have given us the ability to watch and pray, Father God, because we know the end of all things is near, Father God. And you said, blessed are those who are watching for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who keep their clothings ready, Father God. We thankful, Father God, that we're connected to the vine, and because we're connected to the vine, Father God, that we know where our eternal resting place is. We know that when Jesus cracks that sky, Father God, that we are going to be taken up, Father God. We're going to be raptured, but Father God, until he comes, we're going to continuously be caught up in the rapture of his love. We're going to continuously go higher. We're going to continue to mature. We're going to continue to mature in our relationship with you, Father God. And we want to always make sure that we remember the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is even the purpose of the Lord's Supper, so we can continue to abide in him, and he abides in us, and that we continue to grow closer in our relationship. And so we just thank you, Father God. We know that on a night in which Jesus was betrayed, that he took bread and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, take and eat. This is my body. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for this bread, which represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father God, may we take this in a worthy manner. May we truly understand the purpose of partaking of this Lord's Supper, Father God. This is not merely something that we're doing. This is truly coming into holy communion with you, Father God. This is eating of your flesh right now, Lord Jesus. This is truly becoming one with you and growing in our relationship with you, Father God, maturing in our relationship with you, because the more we remember the sacrifice that you made, the more we will take up our cross and we will lay down our lives, Father God, the lives that we thought that we were supposed to have, and we take on the life that you intended for us to live, Father God. We just glorify you, we magnify you, we lift your name on high, Father God, and we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Partake of the bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm so thankful for your sacrifice. After the same manner, he took the cup, and after he gave thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this cup, which represents the shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, as we take of this, Father God, may we always remember his sacrifice. May we always understand the importance of abiding in
in him and allowing this blood to truly saturate our entire being and helping us to see that we get eternal life by abiding in him, by partaking of this, of the bread and of this cup, Father God, because we know this cup represents his blood, Father God, and we don't want to continue to crucify him by sin. And over again, Father God, continue to perfect our faith, Father God. Continue to grow us up. Continue to show us how to truly walk like Jesus did. We thank you again for your sacrifice, Lord Jesus. And we pray this in your mighty name. Amen. Partake of the cup. Hallelujah. And as we prepare to close this morning, I want to say the Lord's Prayer, as always, because we know that the Lord's Prayer covers everything. The Lord's Prayer show us really how we need to be living our lives and how we need to truly walk in thanksgiving. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you on this morning, Father God, that your mercies continue to be new every morning, Father God. Great is your faithfulness, Father God. We just glorify you. We honor you. We adore you on this morning, Father God. And we just thankful, Father God, that you are allowing your will to be done here on earth, Father God, that it is how it is in heaven, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you've heard our cries, Father God, and you are manifesting your glory here on earth, Father God. We thank you for the daily manna, Father God. We thank you for always providing, Father God. Help us to never get ahead of you, Father God. Help us to not fret. Help us to not worry, Father God, about tomorrow, Father God. Help us to always remember all that you're doing for us today, Father God. You are our sustainer, Father God. You are our provider, Father God. Help us to understand your faithfulness, Father God. Help us to know that if you did it before, Father God, you will do it again, Father God. Help us to walk in forgiveness, Father God. Help us to understand that you will not forgive us, Father God, if we won't forgive others, Father God. Help us, Father God. We know you never tempt us, Father God. We know that you allow that old ancient serpent to tempt us, Father God. He's always testing our faith, Father God. May we be found faithful, Father God. May we be found as a people who are truly grown in our relationship with you, Father God. And we would never want to cheat on you, Father God. We would never want to be an adulterer, Father God. That we would want to walk in submission to your will and your way, Father God. Help us to always give you the glory, Father God. Help us to always give you the honor and give you the praise, Father God. You are worthy. None of the glory, none of the honor belongs to us, Father God. It's all to you, Father God. And we understand this the more we grow with you, the more we walk with you, the more we talk with you, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, for my brothers and sisters on this morning, Father God, those that have come on now, Father God, and those that will come on later, Father God. I just ask for you to cover them, Father God, from the crown of their heads down to the sole of their feet, Father God. Help them to understand what it truly means to be in relationship with you, Father God. Help them to understand relationships one-on-one, Father God. Help them to see that no relationship that they have with anyone else, Father God, will ever be meaningful, Father God, if they don't have a relationship with you, Father God. Father God, we reverse the curse, Father God, on this morning, Father God, of where this world seems to have a backwards view of relationships, Father God. But we know that in your word, you tell us what relationships look like, and the relationships look like what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's life looked like, Father God, that he was willing to lay down his life. He laid down his life, Father God. Help us to lay down our lives, Father God, and take up our cross and follow you, Father God. Help us to always do what you require of us, Father God, like you tell us in Micah chapter 6, verses 8, to seek justice, Father God, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for always showing us your will and your way, Father God. We just give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise on this morning, Father God.
And we just glorify you, we magnify you, and we just continue to lift your name on high. And we seal this prayer, Father God. We never leave your presence, but we seal this prayer for today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Well, thank you, my brothers and sisters, for joining me on this morning. We pray that as you go forth on this Testimony Tuesday, that you will be telling others about the goodness of the Lord, that you will be letting your light so shine, so that others may see your good deeds and want to glorify our Father in heaven. We just pray that in all your relationships that our Lord and Savior Jesus be glorified in it all. And whatever you wouldn't do in his presence, make sure you're not doing it anywhere else. God bless you. I love you. Look forward to sharing with you again. If you are able, you could join us again in the 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time hour, again at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on today. God bless you. I love you. Have a better than blessed rest of your day. Talk to you soon.